Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
And we are going to read some of your emails today. And all of these emails are related to an interview that we did last week with an expert here in Germany. Her name is Katrin Schmelz.
That's right. The topic was vaccine mandates. What happens when you force people to vaccinate? Does it have an effect on willingness? It certainly does.
And again, just to summarize it, or to be very explicitly clear, what we were talking about there with her was the idea of a government coming out and saying, full stop, you have to get a vaccination now. And whether that would be better or worse than, you know, these kind of in-between policies that we're seeing in countries all around the world right now, also here in Germany. We'll get to that in a little bit. But again, we were talking about how, at least according to research here in Germany, if you were to tell Germans, you know, today, you have to vaccinate, that based on the data that Katrin Schmelz has taken a look at, it looks as if the willingness to vaccinate would drop from 66% down to 40%.
Let's read some of these emails. We got them from all over the world. Let's start in Oregon. That's in the northwest of the United States, not far from where you're from, Connor.
I'd call it Oregon, but go ahead.
Well, regardless of what you call it, this one comes from Dan Howland. And he says, Connor, Gabe, just thought I'd drop you a note about the upcoming limited vaccine mandate that's coming through from the governor of Oregon. It applies only to healthcare workers, and it will require all employees of skilled nursing facilities, hospitals, etc., to be fully vaccinated by mid-October. And he goes on to talk about how that's going down among the workers at the hospital where his wife works in the capital, Salem. He says it has 6,000 employees, and 1,200 of them are not vaccinated. A large proportion of the medically trained staff are fully vaxxed, and the bulk of the unvaccinated are support staff. Many of them are threatening to quit in the hospital.
So one in five, one out of every five people
are not vaccinated
working at this hospital are not vaccinated.
They are threatening to quit. And Dan goes on to write, the head of the hospital says that they are assuming that many of the unvaccinated staff will get their shots in the end, but that she's prepared for the worst-case scenario where all 1,200 unvaccinated staff simply walk out. It's so serious there that they've got the National Guard in there.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, this will be interesting.
100 members of the Army National Guard are currently being trained to work in support positions, and the hospital plans to hire what he calls here floaters.
Way down the road, we will have a chance to look back and see which of these I would call them specific mandates, you know, depending on your job and what you do, how successful they were in the end. We did get an email from a guy named Brent North. He said, I was both intrigued and somewhat skeptical of the interview with your postdoctoral research guest from Konstanz University, Katrin Schmelz. As you pointed out, she was careful to limit her conclusions to the German population, and she was very careful to inquire about, quote unquote, who would do it willingly, which is a slightly different question than what many of us are asking. And he says, basically, look, I wouldn't, you know, sit here from Canada and speculate on what's happening in Germany, how Germans are feeling. But empirical evidence from a number of places suggests that the results are not congruent in other countries. And then he goes on to cite some information regarding the three largest provinces in Canada and how vaccine passports, this idea that this is something you and I already have, Gabe,
right
here in Germany. You know, you pull out your phone, you've got the QR code, or I have that yellow booklet. How, you know, these are going to be used to allow access into restaurants, concerts, sporting events, casinos, shopping centers, and how this could cause more people to vaccinate, right? And that is what we have here in Germany. Right now, there seems to be a general consensus that by not allowing people to do some of the fun stuff that they want to do without these vaccine passports, that you encourage people to do it. I just do want to be clear that that is not exactly what we talked about with Katrin Schmelz. Brent's point here, he writes this, last thing I'll mention from this email, is he said, you know, we need to distinguish between an actual mandate, so what you and I discussed on the show, as in you must do this versus, quote, you can choose, but there are consequences. But his argument, and this is what he writes here, is it's heading to the same end. Interesting point. And again, that's that like in-between data that will become really interesting in the future to see which of these mandates, you know, the vaccine passport or the, you know, the ones that are specific to your profession, which ones worked or are working and which ones aren't.
Yeah. To back that up, this is from Carol Gita in Canada as well. And she said, things aren't going so good here. A vaccine mandate has not come forth, even though it would not be constitutionally prevented. But if you want to go to a football game, you must present proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test result. It's like the government leaders are hiding behind the jocks. Reminds one of high school, which is beyond ridiculous. And I think what she's trying to say there is that the government is imposing a vaccine mandate without calling it that.
Right.
Which is exactly what's happening in Germany. We have the 3G or the 2G rule, depending which state you're in, which means to do any social activity, and certainly anything indoors, you have to present a proof of vaccination or that you've recovered from COVID-19 or a negative test.
Recovered and been vaccinated a second time. Right. Yeah, this is the 3G principle that people talk about in Germany. I've heard Germans joke that it should be called the 5G principle, just to kind of confuse some of the conspiracy theorists even more.
Yeah. Let's stick to 3Gs. I mean, isn't that a vaccine mandate? Effectively?
It depends who you ask. It's something in between. It's a personal choice. And again, I believe the last time I checked, the date was October. If you haven't vaccinated, then in order to get into any of these fun things that everyone else is doing, you will have to pay for the antigen tests yourself. I'm not sure exactly what the price is going to be. I don't know whether that's been announced, but yeah.
I remember buying antigen tests before they were covered by the government. I think way back when they just came out, I think I paid 50 euros for 6 of them.
Yeah. So it'll become very expensive very quickly for the people who have decided not to vaccinate. And who knows if that's the right policy. But at this point, yeah, it's not quite the same as saying that there's a government mandate. Finally, one last email, and this comes from Germany, from a guy who wrote to us and said, hey, you know, I'm a foreigner living here and working in Germany. He was born in Algeria, spent 15 years in the UK, and is now working at one of Germany's luxury car manufacturers down in Stuttgart.
Oh.
Some of our car.
Does it start with a P?
Yeah, it does. This is Porsche. I'll just come out and say it. He says, you know, the vaccine mandate, an interesting subject. Basically, he has been arguing with his wife for months. She's German. And he said, when we discussed the corona topic, because at the beginning, she actually didn't believe anything about this virus. And she opposed all the lockdowns. And she also opposes the vaccines and the testing. So she's kind of a denier, a COVID denier, you could almost say.
And he isn't or wasn't? Or
it sounds like he possibly because of his wife has kind of been on the fence about whether or not he should go out and get jabbed. Obviously, that might provoke another argument in their relationship. So
he is unvaccinated.
He remains unvaccinated at this point and just doesn't like the idea of the government, you know, theoretically. It's theoretical at this point. Coming out and saying, no, now you have to. And he doesn't like the idea of businesses, you know, being allowed to ask employees whether they have. And he doesn't like the idea of a mandate. And so even though it's funny, I thought it was an interesting email because it sounds to me like if this guy's on his own, he's vaccinated by now. But he's in kind of a complex situation. He's been on the fence. And the idea of having to do it, he writes...
almost corroborates his decision.
Yeah. He says, I'm drifting to the vaccine opposition side.
Oh.
Just because...
Because of the mandate.
Because they want to force people.
Wow.
This is
that
literally...
That is exactly what Kerstin Schmelz was talking about. That when a government forces it, then you erode trust in that government.
Yeah. You take some of those people who were on the fence... And you lose them possibly permanently, often with unforeseen political consequences. And so, again, this is where we remain for now here in Germany. Germans are allowed to make a choice. There is no forced vaccine mandate, but it comes at a large cost. Thank you to all of you out there. We got many, many more emails than we had time to respond to or time to talk about here on the show.
But it was good to talk about those because it gives you a sense of how seriously people are taking this topic. This one really resonated with you guys. And let us know if there are other topics that we should cover. Anything you want us to go after, let us know at su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.